Required listening with Amazon Music.
Dad music again?
The greatest guitarist of all time.
Wait, who?
Alexa, add this song to a new playlist.
Sure, what's the new playlist name?
Jack's Intro to Classic Rock.
Adding Stepping Stone by Jimi Hendrix to Jack's Intro to Classic Rock playlist.
Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you and soon he will love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour, episode 23. Your host here, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran. My fellow host, Future Dan of FutureDanger.com. How you doing, sir?
Great, Ben. It's Thursday, May 17th, 2018. Ready for episode 23.
Yes, sir. We got a lot to cover, lots of news. Let's get the housekeeping done up front first, though. Got a contest, and we got open phone lines today. So, first off, number 619-789-6804. One more time, 619-789-6804. If you follow myself or Future Dan on any social media, we also posted that number, at least I did, on my recently. And one more important note, if you call in, press 1 on your dial pad to get on air. If you just want to call in and listen on your phone, absolutely. If you want to get on air, press 1. So now that we got that out of the way, let's get to a quick contest. The first two callers today, hopefully we'll get to, we'll see how it works, getting t-shirts and... better than that, the first person, whether a caller or an archive listener, because this is available. We're a live show, but it's we got the archive. That's how I listen to most of my podcasts these days. Guess what? For call in, if you know, that's great. If we don't get one of those in terms of the answer, you can win some Bitcoin or silver, your choice, if you can answer trivia questions. So call in, and later in the show, we'll give the trivia question for the write-in candidate, because it's going to be kind of a tricky question. So even if we get a couple live callers, they may not know it. So if you're listening archive, stay tuned. We'll give that out. T-shirts and some Bitcoin or crypto, your choice, coming up later in the show.
Awesome, Ben. So... breaking news tonight is not very much, not that we're seeing. Lots of greens and yellows on the heat map, and although there's always something to spin up the next controversy, any threats to your freedom and prosperity in the future is currently endangered by slow-moving, slow-motion crises. So I want to get into some of those slow-burn ones that never seem to go away. But today... is the one-year anniversary of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, and I thought we'd jump into a rundown of key events and a little analysis tonight, Ben. A little look at maybe constitutionally where the crib work that underlies this republic may be lacking, and how the Obama administration might have just shown it to the whole world.
Cracked the nut and were able to find the ultimate loophole, I guess, is what you're trying to say?
Well, a pretty serious one. It's one of your favorite indicators, so we'll get into that later in the show.
Definitely. All right, all right. Have at it. You want to hit that right now or you want to hit the next segment? Up to you.
No, let's do it. Let's do it later. I need prep.
Okay.
I need a little line it up straight and leave you in suspense. Leave you in suspense on which indicator we're going to deep dive into tonight.
All right. For sure. For sure. I know myself, I have a couple big economic indicators and pieces of news I want to get to with regard to oil. Price of oil starting to spike. Some big action going on in the bond market and kind of translated into a flattening yield curve. Yield curves are kind of complicated, but I'm going to try to break that down in a more simple fashion for people.
Yeah, and of course, in the natural news, we're facing Hawaii might blow up, or at least a good chunk of it. That thing, Kilauea, let off 300-foot sky-high ash eruption today. So still running at low grade for future danger because I don't see any casualties. Usually a lot of the the natural ones, you see the icons on social media that they're running with a natural disaster sign, usually with a skull over it. We like to not hype that as imminently dangerous unless, unfortunately, you start seeing people getting killed. Happens all the time overseas. Not so much with volcanoes, but several natural disasters, including floods that are going on right now. But Kilauea, that's U.S. territory. That's a live volcano. It's popping off right now. So we're watching that on the natural front as well.
Absolutely. And just kind of from a way to look at this from a different angle, Japan's had its big earthquakes. You know, we've seen this volcanic activity. We've had all different types of seismic activity throughout the Pacific Rim, but not in California or even Alaska for that matter, really, in terms of magnitude 7, magnitude 8 level events or even higher, or tsunamis. You got to wonder when the big one's going to come, and every day we don't have it, it really is, even scientists have said, means the next one will be more severe. So that's a slow burn, but when it goes hot, it could go real quick. So just another thing to try to prepare for
yourself.
It's going
to cascade. It'll cascade straight across the rest of the heat map, Ben. It'll economically, everybody will blame it or credit it for something that probably is semi-related at best, but if there's devastation, it will have a cost. In the international front, if it's bad enough, countries go on alert. They start securing their airspace and their territory. National Guard would certainly be out there. So, you know, other countries look at the U.S., and if we have a disaster, don't think they don't consider the state we're in. And then on the Liberty front, after Hurricane Katrina, get ready for awful stories of straight-up martial law, especially in cities. Yeah, so we watch natural like we do economic, security, and liberty indicators because when one goes off in the natural column, it can go all the way across to the left and affect all the rest.
Absolutely. So, folks, just in the first 8 minutes of Patriot Power Hour, we've already talked about 4 or 5 different topics. You know, just so everyone, maybe some new listeners on the same page, futuredanger.com, an awesome heat map my buddy here has put together. It has some great news, and what I love the most, it has categorization known as indicators. You can click on that and go in a deep historical dive. You can go track all the recent, you know, going back years, all the big earthquakes and the small earthquakes. Has just one small example, but the Mueller probe, you can follow that entire drama and more, going back and seeing the what color it is. I love data presented with colors because it allows you to filter through. If you're looking for the big red and black, you can filter through 60, 70 articles and find those in like 1 second. So efficient. So point is, futuredanger.com, here on Patriot Power Hour, we use that as a big tool. We definitely have guests and talk about other things as well. But that's where we can really follow along. So if you're new to the show, futuredanger.com, check that out. And you know what? We do got a couple minutes left. A little bit more housekeeping. go to blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. You can find all of our archive shows as well as description of where to find us, as well as links to our Facebook and Twitter. So I want to get that out front because I love the engagement we get with folks, and want to just get that plug out there. We're not here for the money, but we are here for the engagement. And in fact, we spend money and give away free stuff just to get engagement from listeners and have some fun with it as well. So oblige us, please, right? Future Dan?
Absolutely, Ben. Yeah, we're laying down a legacy of tracks here, but what we're really looking at is the news as it evolves for the Republic as we know it in 2017-18 with the Patriot Power Hour. Another little tradition we got, it's always a good time on Thursday night at 9 o'clock to check your crypto prices. And it seems, Ben, that Bitcoin's back down to where it was a month ago. That little run has seemed to have leveled off, and maybe that puts us back in the same bear conditions that you had predicted earlier this year.
Well, we certainly know that it's bear conditions from the all-time high of 19,000 or thereabouts. Now, as from year to date, from January 1st, I think it probably is back down to that, 20% or more of a haircut since January 1st. I bet it is. I'm a little peeved because I almost called the top and sold a little bit, like 10% of my stash, let's say, like 2-3 weeks ago, and I didn't, and I wish I did, but it's okay. I'm in it for the long term too, not just a trade. So it is what it is, right? If it keeps going lower, I'll just buy some more.
There you go. So we're going to hit it. We're going to hit liberty. We're going to hit security. We're going to hit some economic news and maybe talk a little prepping at the end.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I love when we get into those episodes about prepping, or I want to get into some of the tactics that I know you'd love to get. Maybe we need to get Bob Griswold back on here. You guys can talk some tactics and even group survival stuff. So, all right, folks, well, that's the music. We will be back. Commercials playing. Patriot Power Hour. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour. This is your Future Danger weekly sit-rep report. Sewing now at FutureDanger.com and column 1, news blatantly censored. We got more Facebook and Twitter problems. Facebook reveals it removed 2.5 million pieces of quote-unquote hate speech. Wonder how many pieces of those were Future Danger tweets, Ben. Twitter to hide more bad tweets. Yep. I've been told my account's been shadow banned. Probably yours too. Talk about that later. Privacy annihilated. U.S., Canada, and European Union testing lie detecting computer kiosks. I'll say that again. Lie detecting computer kiosks.
Creepy.
Equipped with artificial intelligence. And you're going to get to talk to those when you go through airports from now on. Probably train stations. Sooner or later, they'll show up in schools. Cell phone carriers are secretly selling your real-time location data. That headline came out most recently under the indicator privacy annihilated. Judicial system direly distrusted. Segment 3 preview. We're going to get into what has happened with our DOJ and the Constitution and how things just don't make sense right now. But today's headlines in this indicator include the ex-CIA director fed Obama unverified dirty dossier details. That's what we call the Russian Trump prostitute dossier nonsense and foolishness, the dirty dossier that John McCain gave the FBI to look into. Ex-CIA director fed it to Obama, and he's directly contradicting 2017 testimony. So, you know, the lies are getting exposed. And then yesterday, Operation Crossfire Hurricane. The FBI sends our famous intrepid traitor agent Strzok, Peter Strzok, on a secret mission to London before the election, presumably to tie the knots onto their package known as the dirty dossier and get it ready to use in a FISA warrant. Trust your judicial system? Maybe not so much anymore, is what you should be saying. World government grows, UN quietly pushing international gun control, and free speech being abridged. A U.S. state passes a law defining any criticism of Israel is anti-Semitism. In the indicator, in the column for security, we got all greens, Ben. No major international news is threatening. A week after Iran and Israel traded fire over the Golan Heights, missile war, we got nothing for that indicator. It went stark cold. We got a U.S. aircraft carrier being stalked by a Russian frigate in the Med. We got North Korea threatening to postpone talks with the South over U.S. joint air drill. U.S. Subsequently canceled B-52 participation in those drills known as Max Thunder. The summit between Kim and Trump is still maybe, maybe not. Every day it's in the news. Will it happen? Meanwhile, around the island of Taiwan, China unleashes an island encirclement war drill, practicing how to entirely isolate before an invasion. So that little war front is always lurking, and the Chinese military is always preparing. Turkey recalls an envoy to the United States. Never a good thing when a NATO ally recalls his ambassador. It's sort of bizarre that Turkey remains in NATO. And in the Saudi Arabian Peninsula off of the war in Yemen. You got Houthis still trying to whack a Saudi oil facility. Sooner or later, they're going to hit something bad enough to escalate that entire scene. Economically, as Ben mentioned earlier, we got a hodgepodge of low-grade economic news that's a little bit dangerous, but one of them is certainly the cost of oil and gas. Filling up at the gas tank could cost Americans an extra $4.4 billion. In fact, it did in April, so prices are rising. The bond market is doing some strange stuff involved in what's called the yield curve. Ben will get deeply into that later in this show. We got subprime auto default rates are now higher than during the financial crisis. And a third of Americans have less than $5,000 in retirement savings. All ingredients to a recipe that could explode on us down the road. And the other indicator we're carrying in the economic column, foreign treasuries are being dumped. Demand is down. And the second largest foreign U.S. creditor has been liquidating U.S. Treasury holdings in recent months. That's Japan. They're quietly selling all off all of our bonds. In the natural news, we already hit it, Kilauea in Hawaii blowing up. We got a lot of news about infertility. We call that natural family falling. We got an Illinois woman pregnant with her daughter's twins. We got men in their 30s being hit by an impotence epidemic, half suffering from ED, and generally a baby bust in America right now. But U.S. fertility rate just hit a 40-year low. So this is a baby bust. What it means for the economy, who knows? What it means for our long-term future as a nation, probably not as strong a case as if the fertility rate wasn't at a 40-year low. And in Africa, Ebola is back. Almost a score confirmed dead in the Congo, and it's now entering a new phase, spreading to a major city in that country. Keep an eye on Ebola. It just keeps coming back. There is your future danger, sit rep, heat map, rundown. Mr. Cochran, what jumps out at you?
Well, we were talking a little bit about this during the break when our loyal and dedicated listeners were listening to the commercials. Going on a deep dive at futuredanger.com, and the particular indicator we were looking at was judicial system direly distrusted. And I know in the third segment you're going to get a deep dive on probably on that indicator and maybe a couple other related ones. But that is just not – we're talking about slow burns or kind of being green, yellow, and, you know, long-term. That's been on almost every single episode we've been live. There's been several articles under that indicator in the red or even the black with red text, extreme alert. And I know you use that sparingly. So that is just – that erosion is consistent, but it's also very severe.
Yeah, you know, some of the behaviors of indicators on future danger, it's not consistent. When the judicial system is distrusted, when it's not trustworthy at the federal level in Washington, D.C., and you get news that, you know, shows you shouldn't be trusting it, no, most of us aren't anymore trusting it, that has a long-term degrading effect on the psyche of a nation, and it's just really not good. So what we call an ace an ace. When it's heated, it just has to stay that way. Otherwise, we get into this phenomenon, Ben, where, you know, you're a boiling frog, right? What used to be red now feels like green. No, 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 no.
Right.
No, no,
absolutely.
No. We're not going out that way. So this one, I want to get into it deeply in the next segment. But to preview, clicking through the archive, February 22nd of 2017, right at or before Trump was sworn in. It might be the day or two after. I'm looking at an article from The Blaze where John Podesta, who served as a campaign chairman for Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election, is out saying that, quote unquote, forces within the FBI may be responsible for Clinton's loss. How bizarre does that sound now? And you know what that is, Ben? You know what that was? That's a phenomenon that direly needs a name, and maybe that has one. I need to be educated, but it's this phenomenon that you saw throughout the Cold War where the communists would accuse their opponents of exactly what they were guilty of. And for him to have said that in hindsight, a year, nearly a year and a half later, quote unquote, forces within the FBI may be responsible for Clinton's loss, is the theater of the absurd. It's now abundantly clear that forces within the FBI were trying to be completely responsible for Clinton's win.
So there's a double speak type of thing where it's kind of where Podesta is admitting that maybe forces in the FBI prevented the full onslaught of the sabotage that they were expected to have to help Hillary. Maybe that's what that means too.
It could be their inside joke. Right after he went up and told Bloomberg politics editor, you know, in February or January of 2017 that this was going on, they probably, you know, shut off the microphone and just start laughing with each other about how ridiculous it was they just said it.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So, all right. Well, we are coming up on the next break. A little more housekeeping. First off, we got a couple callers in queue, but no one has pressed one yet. So remember, when you call in, you got to press one to get on air. Just number one on your dial pad. Uno. Number uno. Numero uno. 619-789-6804. One more time. 619-789-6804. Be brave. Come on air. You'll get a t-shirt. And also, if you can name the bumper music coming up within the next segment, kind of this commercial break segment at least, you can also win some silver or crypto, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, your choice, Bitcoin Cash as well. That's the only four that I really got right now. Go ahead. Call in, let us know. And also, we have a write-in candidate as well. So if you're listening on archive and not able to call in live, obviously, and you know the bumper music, write in and we'll make that happen. So we're looking to give some away. I'll be announcing last week's giveaway winner on the other side of this break. And, you know, Future Danger is the place to be, I think. I go there for my news every single day, but what I would love, heck, if I was in college, I would use Future Danger all the time to write some college term papers, right? Don't you think that would be a good use for that?
You could certainly whip out a well-sourced document very quickly.
Absolutely, absolutely. So FutureDanger.com for all those who want the, you know, the crib notes on all the different indicators over the past year or longer, and that will continue to add value as time goes on. All right, folks. We'll be back. Check out some of our sponsors. Of course, reach out to us. We'll be right back.
Okay, folks, here's your chance. The Patriot Broadcasting Network has highly affordable advertising options for you. Our shows and our host websites have a very special audience. These are Americans who are preparing to take care of themselves and their families during difficult times. Start reaching this audience with your product, service, or cause. Interested in broadcasting your podcast on PBN? We're interested in talking to you about that, too. Don't wait. Email info@futuredanger.com for more information.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Could you bring only this handful of soldiers against Xerxes? You see, I was wrong to expect Sparta's commitment to at least match our own.
Doesn't it? You, there. What is your profession?
I'm a potter.
And you, Arcadian. What is your profession?
Sculptor, sir.
You?
Blacksmith.
Spartans! What is your profession?
You see, old friend, I brought more soldiers than you did.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Welcome back, Patriot Power Hour. Well, we did say and note that this is episode 23. I don't know if we said May 17th, 2018. I like to get the time stamps and date stamps in there ASAP. But regardless, episode 23, we're chugging along. Can't believe we're this far into May already. And, well, without further ado, let me give some information on last week's winner of the write-in. Well, I got a question. Well, pretty much last week we had a contest. This week's, of course, I gave it out right before the commercial, so hopefully you heard that. Rewind if you're listening to the archive and listen how to get, you know, win some Bitcoin, crypto, or some silver, and of course, good old T-shirt. But last week we had a winner. It was Matt, and he wrote in. He asked us, "What's the most difficult part about doing radio?" And for that, Matt's going to get a T-shirt. So thank you, Matt. I'll let me pass it to my friend here, Future Dan. Give an answer to Matt. What is, in your opinion, the most difficult part about doing live radio?
To tell you the truth, I don't know. And the answer to that is because we're doing amateur podcast radio. And if you're doing it at the level of like WABC 9 p.m. slot, I'm sure it's a lot harder than we're making it look, but we're just guys podcasting. It's not hard. Let's get on with some technology and speak our voice. Be part of the alternative media. It's really just a matter of setting the time aside to do it.
Absolutely. That's the way I look at it. I've had some episodes. Well, I've been on radio a little bit longer. Well, maybe you've been actually on a lot of shows, but I've had a few shows prior to this Patriot Power Hour on other networks and whatnot. And almost every episode, even though you don't notice it, but definitely over time, you know, weeks turn into months, turn into years, just feels like time slows down when you're on the air and you just become more comfortable and you can kind of frame things better and work more on your presentation rather than the words you're using. So it was difficult and it's still difficult, but it's so fun. And I think not much pressure, just like you said, man. If you screw up, if you say, if you forget what you're talking about, and I've done that before, it's not as bad as if you had 500,000 or 5 million listeners. So, hell, anyone that calls in, but I also suggest it, like you said, go try it out for yourself. Maybe you think our show sucks, you can do way better. Go do it. It's really easy, not too expensive, and you could easily get a few dozen listeners right away and turn that into hundreds. I've done that myself. And think of it, I look at it this way, Dan. If I got, you know, start off and you get 30 listens on your first, you know, episode or second episode, you might be like, oh, that's not very many. I want thousands. I want millions. But if you gave a speech and presented your topic, we talk about a lot of different things, but maybe you're, you know, people out there are more passionate about other things. You talk in front of 30 people, like at a conference or something, you're talking to a lot of people that are like-minded, and that's a big accomplishment in of itself. So don't get all psyched out. And the more of us that take little steps like this, the better. A very decentralized approach to news, right, man?
Totally. Totally. Podcasting, alternative media, getting involved is crucial. It's crucial. We can't, if you pay any attention to the main centralized corporate networks and what they're doing and the lies that they're telling and then ignoring that they told days later, you know, it has to have created things like the Patriot Power Hour. We have to.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Go ahead.
So I wanted to launch into a little bit of a discussion of the headless fourth branch of government, administrative agencies, and this entire idea of quote-unquote independent agencies and where and how that got us to the Obama DOJ, which performed ruthless and blatant acts of corruption, as everybody can see. Agent Peter Strzok being the bullseye center of an FBI agent who was a presidential candidate and worked in his official capacity to undermine his political opponent's election on behest of the administration that he was in, clearly enabling, aiding and abetting people like him inside the government. This headless fourth branch of government is not being addressed by the U.S. Constitution, Ben. It is not. And if you go to Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1, it clearly says the executive power shall be vested in the President of the United States. Does that seem what's happening with the Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein right now? Is executive power vested in Donald Trump or Rosenstein?
That's good. I like the way you put it, the fourth branch, the headless branch. That's a pretty good way to put
it. It's unelected. It's the administrative state. It's this entire concept of administrative agencies. There's another, probably the most powerful and famous administrative agency that you are a longtime friend of, the U.S. Federal Reserve. It is quote-unquote independent, separated intentionally from the Constitution. And, oh, what trouble it has wrought us. This Department of Justice survived from that era about 100 years ago where the United States, the elite started to look at how Europeans ran countries and started to merge branches of government into one agency. So you have, administrative, executive, judicial, and legislative, regulatory powers all within single agencies. And you might be able to name some that Americans believe have been valuable, maybe the FCC, right? But, or the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, but this conception that's been with us in the Department of Justice since Watergate, that there are powers within the agency, the department, that are separate and apart from the president, has rooted so deeply and is such a flaw. Our founders, I would say, failed to identify a potential flaw, and we have it. And it was exposed. It was exposed in 2016. And no one is being brought to justice for it because of this veil of the power of an independent agency, of independent prosecutors to do this. The entire existence of special counsels stems from this philosophy, again, about 100 years old, certainly influenced by the examples of our elite saw in countries like Britain, where they have a much more unitary government, a lot less constitutionally divided like we're supposed to be. And with what we're seeing, I don't know how in future presidential terms you don't see parties completely corrupting institutions of our government so that the next president can't exercise power with them. It's a fatal wound in how our republic is structured, and it probably warrants an amendment.
I was about to say, what do you think the solution be? I mean, from a conceptual point of view, I guess I might see how you could try to attack the problem, but would it even work? I mean, I think when government gets so large, it's impossible to control it to some degree. But what do you think would be a good solution, or at least an attempt to stem the tide a little bit?
Well, without amending the Constitution, you could abolish the Department of Justice or curtail it down to the type of office that it was decades or in previous in the 19th century, an office that defends cases on behalf of the executive branch and not a lot more. The entire J. Edgar Hoover experiment of a federal police force And I've debated on online chat forums and news article threads, comment threads with people who are insisting that the FBI aren't police. And I think they go out of their way to try to tell all the police in the various states that they're different. They're more empowered. So they're not police. They're more than police, but they are exactly like every other state apparatus since the 20th century. Not the least of which, you know, the Gestapo set the example. And now you have a partisan, corrupted FBI. I don't think anything short of abolishing it makes sense. And what that would mean is devolving what the FBI does back down to the states. And states will enforce laws differently. And there will be a very large amount of federal laws that none of the states are going to be interested in spending money on to enforce. And it would be such a – the hue and cry of the statist in this country would be immense. But I don't see any other remedy.
I like it. I just wonder if it's probably too late at this point if Trump or anybody attempted to reduce the power of FBI, DOJ, let alone cut it by 50, 70, 90%. I think they'd be executed one way or another, either literally or at least absolute character assassination that would make what they've tried to do to Trump like look like child's play. But I agree.
I'm not sure there's much more they could say or do at this point. They tried to rig an election against him, and now they're trying to rig an impeachment against him too. When, you know, the special counsel, I guess today, admitted finally that it's impossible to indict the president. The executive branch can't indict the head of the executive branch. It's clearly guidance that's been in place since Watergate and before, when those fools in the early 70s realized that they'd walked down the road of touching on the edges of power. But I do think our Constitution, Article 2, how the presidency exists, is questionable. It's not as functional in the 21st century as it had been previously for us.
Okay, okay. So you think an amendment isn't needed, or what?
It might have to be one of those abolishing amendments. It may prohibit an amendment that would prohibit Congress from creating any kind of state security apparatus in that shape and form. The FBI is just too powerful. It's unchecked. It's unelected. And now, after several decades where this, you know, it was up to the two parties in Congress to keep it, nonpartisan, it's now been shown that it is corruptible.
Absolutely.
And it's dangerous because of that.
It's not going to be a simple way to deconstruct it or devolve the power back to the states, right? But there are steps that can be taken over time, certainly. And I'm not even an expert on this stuff, but I could already think of a few. And what they really need, I would think, is kind of a clearinghouse, or that's not the right term necessarily, but a way for states to kind of share evidence and share cases. If it's across state lines, you could say, okay, there's crimes across state lines. But if you get the states involved to work together instead of having the FBI squad on them, in a lot of instances, at least, maybe not every, that would be more efficient. And the smaller the agency, the smaller the bureau, the less power it would have, and they wouldn't be able to have this much influence, in theory. What do you think?
Well, you know, under Hoover, the entire rationale was of a police force like this was A, judges were getting attacked in their homes with bombing anarchists and getting assassinated, and it was just bigger than and more terroristic than our country had dealt with. So it sort of impelled it. It was an East Coast. You know, you got to remember, at the time that this thing rose up, the U.S. East Coast was a predominant, you know, it still is. You know, most people live towards the east of the United States. But, you know, it was very, very much an eastern board pre-World War II country. And things like New Jersey State Police being corrupt and not you know, following through on what should have been done, because they had just become themselves parse and hack machines to some extent, gave room for people to say, hey, let's have a federal police force. And it just grew from there. But downsizing it, removing the people, making them all swear another Boy Scout oath that they'll never do such a thing again, won't work, because it's been like a third world country that went several decades without a coup. And then somebody did it again. It just taints the entire republic. The body politic is untrusted. People don't trust it. And as a consequence, I think the right thing for it would be to devolve to states. And if the laws are important enough for them to protect and enforce them, they would be. And if they weren't, maybe there are laws that should have been handled at the state level in the first place.
Great way to put it. That's a true expert talking to you right now. Patriot Power Hour, episode 23. We're going to our final commercial break. We'll be back on the other side, cover a little bit more news, but also get into some economic philosophy, or not even, just some definitions, explanations. Let's call it Economics 201 with the Breaker of Banksters. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio, or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Bill. Deliver these good and fervent folk to the polls on a regular basis, and there'll be a handsome price for each vote goes Tammany's way.
My father gave his life making this country what it is. Murdered by the British with all of his men on the 25th of July, Anno Domini 1814. You think I'm gonna help you befoul his legacy? By giving this country over to them what's had no hand in the fighting for it? Why, because they come off a boat crawling with lice and begging you for soup?
Final segment, Patriot Power Hour, episode 23. Let's finish strong, sir. What do you say? What do you say?
I have to ask you, what is the yield curve and why should I care?
Why should you care? Well, the main reason is anything that affects the general economy is going to affect you, because unless you're absolutely loaded and live in an isolated part of the world without any neighbors that might lose their job and have unrest or other problems as well, you're part of the machine. And if the machine goes south, your life is probably going to go south as well. So, yield curve. Here, I'll get into the kind of the simple definition of what it is and then relate it back to why you should care, at least a little bit. It is a relationship, shows the relationship between bonds of different lengths of maturity. So, everyone knows you got, well, maybe not everybody, but here we go. We'll explain. But there's 1 month Treasury bills and 3 month, and there's 1 year, 10 year. I think there's 3 year. So as you can see, there's different lengths of a bond,
over that period, it pays off a coupon or an interest rate. So most people that are somewhat interested in finance know that. But let's go to the next level. Generally speaking, the longer the maturity, the higher the interest rate it would pay. Why? Because it's more risky over time, more uncertainty, and they got to pay you more. If you let someone borrow something for one month compared to 30 years, like a mortgage, right? You're going to want more money in general, in theory, want more money or more of a return, an interest rate, more of a return on your investment for that longer maturity
right.
period.
Right. So what's the U.S. Treasury yield curve doing these days that's turning people's heads?
So generally speaking, it goes from kind of bottom left to top right, kind of that angle on a graph. Now it's actually becoming quite flat, meaning it's, like a tabletop. It's just going flat instead of from bottom left to top right. It's going left or right on the same kind of row if you're on Excel, let's say. So
if you're
means,
buying a 5-year, a 10-year, or a 30-year, the 5-year and the 30 are performing the same. Why would that be happening?
Right, and it's a lot more pronounced right now at the shorter maturities. So between the 10 and the 30, it's not as pronounced from the very, short term, especially. Now, why does that matter and how did it happen? Yeah. Well, as we've talked about, the Federal Reserve has started to raise interest rates, right? Even though they've done much less than they said they would over this period, they have raised interest rates. And on the flip side, some other countries, foreign countries, have been dumping treasuries, not at an emergency alarming rate, but they have. There's still demand, but long story short, those short-term interest rates in particular are starting to climb. So those are going up. The long-term ones are not really budging because the market doesn't believe, and this is my interpretation, open for interpretation, they don't believe those long-term, in 30 years essentially, interest rates are still going to be extremely low is what people are betting on. If people thought interest rates would be 6% in 10 years, you would bet that all day and you'd make a massive amount of money right now. No one's doing that on the 10, 30 year. But on the 1 year, 3 year, they are betting that interest rates are going up in the short term. That just shows that we could be looking at deflation, which has just as many problems as a lot of inflation. And or that the Fed has no more room to raise interest rates. And therefore, they've been signaling and saying they're going to raise interest rates, but they're really not going to. And the market doesn't believe them. So that's kind of my analysis of what this means.
Got it. And it's been happening since, 2007 was the great bond market undoing, right? For many of us, we've seen the big short. We understand how it happened. The CDOs and the real estate and the bad junk debts that were rolled in and cheated left and right. In that crisis, the spread between 2 years and 10-year bonds started to start to get so close together that it was symptomatic of something unhealthy, and we're seeing that again this week. What other indicators? Economic indicators would you expect if this is really a forerunner of something worse, what else follows?
So it doesn't happen every time. It's correlation, not causation, but it's correlated liquidity problems with inverted or flattening yield curve. So if it gets flat, as a flat or a flattening, it's technically not flat right now. There is still a little bit extra premium on the interest rate for longer maturities, but it's, almost not record low, but it's quite low, very, very close to one another right now. But when that occurs, or even when it flips and it becomes inverted, that means the opposite relationship where short-term interest rates are going through the roof compared to long-term, that could be because of panic selling in the bond market. Bond pricing goes down, interest rates go up. So liquidity crunch, credit crunch, could mean a spike in short-term rates. And then, you know, after that, any type of analysis of yield curve is out the window because the entire zombie bank system locks up and we're in total no man's land. So
from there on,
yield curve won't matter at that point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So when the zombie bank apocalypse occurs, it's commonly feared that the real zombie apocalypse of all your neighbors who didn't save anything and have no food have just ransacked Walmart and now are running out. I wanted to switch gears and bring us some, a little piece of tactical training for people who are not veterans, at least not of the ground services. I don't know if the Air Force, plenty of sailors and airmen know this too, but this is really a ground tactical technique. Have you been introduced, Mr. Cochran, with the salute report?
Salute report? No, I haven't actually.
All right, so let's reverse engineer this. Let's see. I'm reading from an article, great article that tells you how to do it from the Ford Observer. Sam Culper up there runs the Ford Observer. It's fordobserver.com, good website. We link to it in the Prepping Advisory, and he's got an article right up right now. He's a veteran. He knows how to tell people about this sort of thing, and it is how to the building blocks of intelligence, how to do salute and SALT reporting. I won't get into SALT tonight. I'll just stick with the simple salute report. Every U.S. Army private has been taught this basic training for several decades, so a lot of people know it. But it has six elements, and each of them stand for S-A-L-U-T-E. Now, Mr. Cochran, pop quiz. I'm going to read you a salute report as you might receive it over the radio.
Okay.
And it's up to you to tell me what S-A-L-U-T-E stands for. Don't Google it while I'm reading this to you. All right?
Okay, I'll
so
try,
I'm calling
try
you up on the I'm calling you up in the neighborhood. The zombies are out looting the houses. There's looting houses next door. Mr. Cochran's holed up with his firearm of choice, trying to hold the homestead down, and I call him on the radio. And I say, Ben, I see 6 to 8 men walking down Elm Street, heading south towards the intersection of Oak Avenue. They're wearing civilian clothes. Several have on bright red T-shirts. Antifa or something. Who knows? The time is 12:53 p.m. local, and at least 3 are armed carrying rifles. Now, I just gave you a salute report. Let's break it down. What could S stand for?
I'm thinking
6 to 8 men.
Situation?
Size. You're
okay.
reporting on enemy with a salute report. I see 6 to 8 men. All right. Walking down Elm Street. What does A stand for?
Because when you were talking, I remember you were talking about the colors of their shirts. I was going to put like attributes, but an A in terms of the way they're walking. Action, what action they're doing?
Close enough. Activity, action. Yep.
Size
and activity. So we got size and activity for the salute report. Part 3. They are heading down south towards the intersection of – they're walking down Elm Street, activity, but down Elm Street heading south towards the intersection of Oak Avenue. What's L stand for?
Like next location maybe?
Location. Got it.
Okay.
Got it. You're with it. You're getting there. Now you got it.
All right.
Good.
I like this.
Here comes you. They are wearing civilian attire. Several have on bright red T-shirts. What does U stand for?
U. Man, I can't. Yeah, this one. I'm going to feel dumb when I don't get this one.
Everybody in the military wears one.
Oh, uniform. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. This is about military reporting, but you can use it in a SHFT situation. You can use this to tell your friends, your family, your network what you saw when you saw it. Learn salute. You can get everything you need to know packaged in one little tight, 2 or 3 sentences. All right,
nice.
T, I gave you when I called you on the radio. I said the time is 12:53 p.m. T.
Time, I guess, right? Yeah.
That's it. Throw in the time. And finally, E. At least 3 are armed carrying rifles.
Yeah, I was going to say,
their like engagement status, their unarmed, armed, their
Everybody carries it. If you're in a tactical situation, it's all about what you're carrying. Your what?
Your rifle, your loadout,
How are you equipped? Equipment.
Okay. Not just weaponry, but it could be other equipment. Okay. I was focused on weapons, but okay.
Learn it and live it and be prepared to teach others quickly. It's not complicated. Size, activity, location, unit or uniform could be either one. If you know the uniform unit and time and equipment, pass that along. Stay safe in a desperate situation.
That was awesome. We definitely didn't even plan that, and I'm really glad you brought that up. I think our listeners will get a lot out of that. I'm going to memorize that myself, buddy. Hey, everybody, thanks a lot for listening. Future Dan, you have a good weekend, all right, sir?
Yeah, have a good one, Ben.
All right, people. Have a good one. We'll catch you guys later.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan's stock has lost half its value. It's down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, are you there?
Paulson and Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would
have
collapsed. They knew. Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by Ready Made Resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision, bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
It's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.